Good evening, one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Tonight we continue in our 23rd year of broadcasting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 901. Since 2018, Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos has brought their signature sound to festivals across Germany, France, Ireland, Holland, Austria, and Switzerland. Now, as winners of the IBMA International Band Grant, they're in a five-week tour across the USA in summer of 2025 with performances at iconic venues like the Grand Ole Opry and the Station Inn. Tonight, they can add to their iconic stages, the one located right here in Lexington, Kentucky. You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and tonight, we bring you the Yoo-Hoos.
Yesterday, I got away behind me. No one here to find me. Seems like a good day to me. Yesterday, on my mind, had some apple pie here. Seems like a good day to me.
To WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Our guest on tonight's program from southern Germany is Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos, playing purely acoustically with banjo, mandolin, guitar, double bass, and rich three-part harmonies. They continue to celebrate American folk music in their own unique way, blending traditional bluegrass with contemporary folk. Their sound is both raw and refined, somewhere between urban energy and rural charm, nostalgia and modern storytelling. The band is Johnny Schubeck on mandolin and vocals, Bastian Schubeck on banjo and vocals, Bernie Huber on guitar and vocals, and Andrew Brown on bass. Welcome back, Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guest this evening is Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos. That is Johnny Schubeck, Bastian Schubeck, and Bernie Huber, Andrew Brown on bass. Bernie obviously studied vocals with Luciano Pavarotti. That's some voice you got there, Bernie. That was beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that was gorgeous. Okay, guys, once you tune up, we can talk a little bit. I would love to hear you talk some about how long you have been in the country. How long have you been specifically in Kentucky?
So we came to the United States on Monday last week. We had a few days at Andy's beautiful home place in Nashville and rehearsed. Then on Friday, we had our first gig at the Station Inn, followed up by the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday, Sunday at Chain's Hideaway, Monday at Dee's, and on Tuesday, so yesterday, we came here to this beautiful state of Kentucky, and it's very warm here.
Well, welcome. Welcome. Let's talk about where you are from.
Our town is 1 hour east of Munich. The town is called Mühldorf am Inn, and we live in a small village above Mühldorf am Inn. Our village is called Oberflossing,
all right.
Which translates to upper flowing.
Is there a river that goes through there? Yeah, exactly. Okay. What's the river that goes through there?
It's the Inn.
Are you and Bastian brothers?
Yes.
Let's start with the two of you and your families and how music came into your lives.
I'm a bit younger than Basti, so he sort of got me into bluegrass. He started listening to bluegrass music. I think it started with John Fogerty because our dad had a CCR cover band. And so we always heard the CCR sound. Then at some point, Basti heard the first John Fogerty album, Blue Ridge Ranger, I think it is. And that's how Basti got into country and bluegrass. And at some point, he handed me a mandolin because he needed a mandolin player for his bluegrass project he wanted to start. That's how I got into bluegrass music.
I don't think of John Fogerty as being the gateway musician for most people who get into bluegrass.
Yeah, Ralph Stanley was also a big influence. I mean, we all watched the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Ah.
And that was also a big push for us into this music. And of course, Ralph Stanley is Oh Death. And yeah, we got it more into the Stanley Brothers. And that's, I think, the Stanley Brothers were our real start into the bluegrass music genre.
Thank you.
You guys are super talented on your instruments. I am just astonished by your vocals. Singing as young people, did you come from a family of singers?
No, I never sang actually. Basti went to music school, but you didn't start as a singer.
I think we were into like harmony singing. Three-part harmony singing very early, but like with rock bands like the Beatles. Yeah, we have like a rock blues background as well. That's probably what we listened to at first, I would say. Yeah. And there's lots of harmony singing in there too, so I was always fascinated by three-part harmony.
Yeah.
And John Fogerty, Dan Pflugers, and typed in Stanley Brothers on YouTube, and I was caught.
Yeah. Basti, what did you go to school for specifically?
Munich. I studied music teaching. Yeah, like at, how would you say?
As a drummer.
Drums is my first instrument, yeah.
Oh, it is.
So, yeah, but there's lots of singing when you study music, lots of choir singing, classical. It's all classical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. At what point did you pick up the banjo? I mean, it's really a percussive instrument.
Right at that time when I got into Stanley Brothers, I was like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old, and I was so fascinated by the sound. Yeah, it was vocals first, but then soon after I was fascinated by banjo playing, and yeah.
Ask me where I see myself 5 years from these weary days. When the postman greets friendly and the old church is standing still, Mom and Dad await you at home. Hey, Diane. Hey, Diane. There's times that I talk to myself, and times that I wish I was there. There's two women that I love, and I can't seem to get past the thought that they're one and the same. Hey, Diane. Hey, Diane. Say just where you've been. So let's keep a rolling down on that line into the sun and then through. See what the road's holding. Think of you.
Do you know other banjo players where you live?
Yeah, there's a few. There's a little scene, I would say. Munich is a little bluegrass scene, and all over Germany we have those little spots, like in the bigger cities. There are scenes, yeah, and there are players.
I guess I wasn't necessarily thinking bluegrass banjo. I was wondering if you knew others who played banjo in other styles. Is that an instrument that's used, for instance, in any traditional folk music in Germany?
Oh, no, not at all, I wouldn't say. Maybe we have a few, like, tenor banjo players who do Irish music, but not in German music.
Did any of you ever have curiosity about traditional music from Germany?
I wouldn't say so, no. It's there, we know a little bit of it, and there's a bigger scene, but none of us did really play it or listen to it that much. So we were really like, all of us, it's our dads and our families who, like, they raised us with 50s, 60s, 70s music. And it's more that, yeah.
Do you have a following near where you live?
Yeah, a little bit.
You famous?
Are we famous? Yeah, to our families, but I wouldn't say. Yeah, I mean, we have, like Basti said, the scene isn't that big, and we try to, make it maybe a bit more, spread it a bit more in Germany, because there are more and more bands, I'd say, popping up in Germany as well, and I have the feeling it's getting more attractive, And we are sort of try to spread it from the south of Germany into, like, we played in eastern German parts, but yeah, like I said, it's mainly in our area here, southern Bavaria.
Living on the edge and living for a song, still you got a death, so what could go wrong?
With more Red Barn Radio after this break. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, southern style.
One, two, three, four.
Johnny, tell us about the IBMA International Band Grant and how you guys won that.
Yeah, we are very lucky. We applied for it.
Let's start over. You don't win these things by luck. You win.
Yeah, I would have gone another way, but it's okay. So, yeah, we applied for the IBMA Band Grant in 23, and, yeah, they chose us for the 2024 winners, and we were very excited that we won it and are still incredibly thankful for this opportunity to the IBMA.
What kind of thing did you submit in order to sort of be a contestant?
Yeah, we submitted some songs. We recorded, I guess, only originals. Yeah, we filmed for YouTube and we submitted that. I'm not sure which songs exactly you remember, Basti.
Did they ask for you to submit an original song?
I'm not sure if they asked, but we submitted an original one, definitely. I'm not sure if it was like a condition, but yeah.
Talk about what it was like to be on the Grand Ole Opry stage. What was that experience like for you?
It was surreal for us. We know all of this only from videos, and we saw all our heroes play on this stage, and then it's us standing there in front of a huge crowd in the circle on the stage. It was incredible. I still am working on this on these feelings when I see
bet.
The pictures and stuff. I still can't believe it. I don't know what it's like for you, but I think we are in the same boat here.
Bernie, how about for you?
I have no words. I saw the signs with Slim Whitman, Louvin Brothers, George Jones, and all the other.
How many songs were you able to play?
Two songs.
Who? How in the world did you choose which ones to play? Any that you've played here tonight?
Yeah, we played a Little Birdie, with which we started this set here off as well, and we're gonna do the second one later that we played. Yeah, these are just two traditional songs we arranged, or Basti arranged, and we also wanted to honor the stage a bit by playing these two songs, because, like I said, these are traditional songs. The decision process wasn't that easy. We had to struggle a bit, but yeah, we went for these two, and I think it was a good choice. ¶¶ like I said, Basti arranged these two songs, and that way it got our own twist in it, these two numbers. Yeah, the second one we played, it's called Meeting Is Over. It's we love to play it, and it's the German crowd likes it, and we hope that the US crowd also enjoyed it. But yeah, so
contrast the Station Inn. Was there a big house, big audience at the Station Inn?
I'd say it was a full house at the Station Inn.
Oh, and good.
That was a very good start, I'd say. And yeah, it was like standing ovations after the show. Yeah. It was amazing. It's also very historic, and many people played them, many great heroes of ours. It's crazy that we got these two Nashville showcases right at the start.
Yeah,
so
I'd say.
The Station Inn was our first gig, and yeah, it sounds crazy.
Not too many bands will say that, yeah, our first gig was at the Station Inn. That's a great thing.
Yeah, but like I said, the crowd was great there, and they took us in very kindly, and they, from the first song, they gave us so much energy, and all our nervous feelings went away. They vanished.
Huh. Well, I've been counting numbers, numbers and signs. Been counting all the cats flying around the sky. Stones beneath the track, Lord knows I'm due. Close the pub and count nights till I'm with you. Why, girl, I hate to hear your blue eyes cry. How come I'm a hearing you in around? Why, these days are hard to get by. Go count, they still home. Well, I'll be counting faces and counting smiles. Everywhere location set asleep for a while. Counting lots of reasons, still I got no clue. Keep counting down the days that I'm gonna get back to you. Why, girl, I hate to hear blue eyes cry.
Johnny, I'm wondering if you and Bernie also pursued studies after high school.
So I had bass lessons, and after that, nothing.
Did you go to a university after?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? What did you do there?
I studied ecosystem engineering.
Fascinating.
Yeah, a lot of bluegrass there, but I just finished like 2 weeks back.
So. Oh, you did? Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. You
or
got
maybe
your...
he need to play his whole life bluegrass.
Yeah, that's right.
I work at a Greek restaurant.
Is it a 3-year program at the university or a 4-year?
It was 5.
Oh, okay.
5, 6.
5 because you
We
you
don't
stretch.
Have to pay for university, so we study for quite a long time.
Oh.
So it was, I had like 3 years for bachelor thesis and... two and a half, 3 years for masters.
I'm always strong, but it would be like to die. She asked me why. Always smile when I feel like I'm gonna cry. She asked me why. Over the cliff and phantom sounds, she's always up for me, her hand. I hear her coming through the echoes, through the echoes, through the echoes, straight to me.
her why. She says everything that she sees shines in the sky. Up the shining when your belly's round and down a phone. When you ask for bread and get a stone. When you feel like you're alone, listen for me coming through the echo.
Yeah, some more venues you're going to be playing outside of this region?
Yeah, we go to California on Sunday for the High Sierra Festival and a few more gigs there. After that, we travel to Andy.
Hi, Brad. So we are, yeah, we go to California next week, and then we are flying back out here. We're going to do some stuff in the Midwest, and then we're going to go to New England, and we're going to end in Baltimore on July 20th, yeah. Mm. For them, this is their first time really in the U.S. past going to Raleigh, North Carolina, which is it's a beautiful city, but not the whole country, you know. So they get a real taste of everything, you know. So I'm excited for them to see a little bit of what we got in different little pockets.
How did this happen for that you all came together and met?
I did a 4 or 5 week tour of Germany back in 2019, like right before the lockdown. And I was there, and we were playing a few shows in Bavaria with the Price Sisters. Went to college with them, so we've been good friends for a long time. And we were over there, and these guys opened the whole show for us, and I was just kind of blown away. They did this really intense a cappella version of Beyond the Sunset from Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. And I cried in the lobby, and I was like, oh, great. Now I look red-eyed for the rest of this whole gig. And it was a phenomenal time, and I feel like I cornered them and verbally attacked them and was like, who are you? Why are we not best friends? And then I just, I've been kept up with them over the years, and then they reached out to me being like, hey, we need a bass player for this IBMA and for this 5 week tour. I've been such a super fan of their music for so long that I said yes. And, you know, I get to play music full time, so I get to kind of design my schedule. So it was like an immediate, like, build everything around it kind of summer. You know? So.
Well, I've been counting numbers, numbers and signs, been counting all the cats flying around the sky. Stones beneath the track, Lord knows I'm due. Close the pub and counting nights till I'm with you. Why, girl, I hate to hear blue eyes cry. How come I'm a-hearing you and around? Why, these days are hard to get by. And when all is said and done, go count days till home.
I'll be counting faces and counting smiles. Everywhere locations that I see for a while. Counting lots of reasons, still I got no clue. Keep counting down the days that I'm gonna get back to you. Why, girl, I hate to hear blue eyes cry.
How'd you find Bernie?
I played with Bernie in a rock band. In the beginning, he didn't want to sing, and we found out he had this great tenor voice. Just play guitar, like electric guitar. Yeah, but we found out, and we said, you have to sing.
What kind of a rock band did you guys have together?
Oh, back then it was like progressive rock. But now we still, the three of us still play in a rock band, but we do like 70s rock.
Bernie, can we talk a little bit about your vocal training? Where did you learn to sing?
Yeah, I think the teacher's next to me. Yeah,
yeah, you mean because he forced you to do it? Or
yeah,
he
really hard.
Yeah.
Higher and higher and higher and more and louder. And
who are your guitar heroes?
Yeah, I started play bluegrass when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
The friends from my dad took me to the to these workshops in Slovenia, and I met Dan Crary, Pepe Gambetta, Steve Kaufman. They are my teachers there.
Wow.
And I started bluegrass, yeah.
Dan Crary is amazing.
He's, I think, the best guitar teacher.
Did you do workshops with Dan Crary?
Yeah.
Did you do
Steve
workshops in person?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty exciting.
Hey, little darling, won't you stay while I am here? And hear me calling when I sing. All the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they fled. You told me that when that's our hope we're in. Thank you.
how hope works.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people to thank for our broadcast. First, Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos, who's our guest on this 901st program. We want to thank all of you listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn radio stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, before we close out the program, let's bring back Johnny and the Yoo-Hoos for one more number.
We have one more song. It's a Bavarian song, actually. It's a Bavarian folk song, you could say. And I think no one ever played it as a bluegrass tune, so we're going to do it now. It's called Hans Bleib Da, back where we come from, and it translates to Hans, stay here.
John, please stay, the weather's not for sure, they say. John, please stay, the weather's not for sure. Sun may shine or rain may fall, or it ain't gonna change at all. John, please stay, the weather's not for sure. John, please stay, the weather's not for sure, they say. John, please stay, the weather's not for sure. Sun may shine or rain may fall, it ain't gonna change at all. John, please stay, the weather's not for Hans bleibt da, du weißt nicht, wie es wird. Hans bleibt da, du weißt nicht, wie es wird. Es kann ringen oder schneien oder sie wieder bleiben. Hans bleibt da, du weißt nicht, wie es wird. Es kann ringen oder schneien oder sie wieder bleiben. Hans bleibt da, du weißt nicht, wie es wird.
Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style. The best music from the roots of the South. And sharing this music with the world.